I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Christians continue to serve communities in Northeast India, even as COVID-19 and a very strong cyclone threaten the region. And Skype or Zoom won't connect oral cultures with the good news of Christ, but find out how Christians are getting creative during the pandemic. That story in a few moments. But first, trouble's on its way to India's remote villages. In West Bengal, authorities are struggling to maintain social distancing while evacuating people ahead of a super cyclone. Forecasters expect the storm to make landfall this afternoon. West Bengal is one of three eastern states reporting major COVID-19 spikes. Thousands of migrant workers came home earlier this week carrying the coronavirus with them. Bibles for the World partners with local believers to serve communities in Northeast India, providing health care, education, and the gospel. President John Podaiti says care packages will help meet their partners' daily needs.
The missionaries, the pastors, the workers in the Christian schools and Christian hospital that have been serving, and we want them to be strong at this time as they're serving the unreached and those who are even more needy. We want to empower our people, our workers in the field, to reach out with God's word, God's light, and God's love at this time.
And keep praying for Bibles for the World's hospital staff as they make COVID-19 preparations. State officials confirmed 4 new cases this weekend.
We want to thank all of the listeners out there who joined us in prayer and support. We were putting together the isolation ward, and we've actually started to put together an ICU. God has blessed us with some donors who have responded very strongly to that.
Next, Eva DeHart of For Haiti with Love says Haiti just now faces a steeper curve of COVID-19 cases as many other countries see improvements. However, the lockdowns other countries have used to contain the virus are just not feasible for Haiti.
When you're living hand to mouth, you cannot just go in your house, shut the door. They would rather take their chances with the virus than knowingly starve themselves and their children.
To make matters worse, DeHart says many hospitals in the country have closed or are considering it.
They don't have the screening ability to make sure they're not letting the virus into the hospital, so they feel like they would be doing more damage to the people who are sick from other things by letting the virus take over the hospital, so they're just closing them since they don't have the protective gear to fight it.
Instead, Haiti's tried to contain the virus by limiting people's movement from one part of the country to another. DeHart asks Christians to pray that Haiti won't face an accelerating COVID-19 outbreak.
We have not changed one iota in our approach to helping the Haitians. We had this support in place by the grace of God, and everybody coming to the clinic is being treated.
And for ministries that rely on face-to-face interaction, the coronavirus has put a damper on their ministry models. Even Zoom and Skype aren't helpful in communities with limited technology. Spoken Worldwide works with oral learners around the world to communicate gospel stories and truths. But in an oral culture, trying to share Jesus without meeting in person is like fishing in a cornfield. It just doesn't work. Ed Weaver with Spoken Worldwide says during the COVID-19 pandemic, their local teams around the world are getting creative and making connections in new ways.
We've certainly had some fields of ministry that are driven more by, hey, we're more afraid of starving to death than we are of the virus. And so those particular pockets of ministry have focused on those things that will sustain life. But in every case, we've seen local teams come up with something that surprised us.
Weaver's encouraged by believers around the world creatively serving as Jesus in this pandemic. For Christians in the U.S.
So this is a great opportunity for us to say, okay, my ministry partners that I've always considered to be in dramatic need in other places around the world are doing things that I should be doing. How can I learn from them?
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Sometimes we need the tales of the impossible to be reminded of the adventures that build our faith. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book called The Dime That Lasted Forever by Rochunga Podaiti. Each true story reveals an amazing journey of change when the love of God takes over. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.